Rosie on the house. In addition to being every Arizona homeowner's best friend, a free information source for do-it-yourself projects and advice and consultation, we have a referral network of contractors that have gone through our screening process, and we are currently experiencing our largest growth than we've had in probably since we started.
I think you're right.
And some people hear that and get panicked. Oh, you're getting too big too fast. Let me put it in perspective. In the last 3 months, we've added 4 partners. That's big growth for us. We add partners very slowly because we want to keep them a very long time. Our waiting list of contractors is over 1,300 names of licensed contractors long.
How much do you think the other referral directories would pay us to give them those names?
Oh, my gosh. So we like...
There's a revenue stream I hadn't been thinking about.
There you go. Hey, you can't get on Rosie on the House, but here, go on this other. They just take a check, and they don't have a limit on how many partners or anything like that, or they don't do background checks. So our screening process has actually gotten harder over the years with technology and background checks, and we've liked to talk to you. We mentioned them last year, but Bayer Appliance out of Tempe, they've got an incredible software system for zoning and working and not spreading their technicians too thin so they can get to you in a timely manner and in a small travel radius. If you've got a dryer that's not drying, if you've got a washer machine that's not washing, if you've got a disposal that's not disposing, they won't say they do every brand of manufacturer out there because it's impossible to know every type of off-brand that hasn't been named. But more often than not, it's owned by a bigger manufacturer. So they do every major brand name you've ever heard of. Bayer Appliance, we'd like to welcome them to the Rosie on the House team of contractors.
They're joining up with Frost Appliance that have been in the directory for a lot of years and servicing the central part of Maricopa County. And we had that hole for the east side. So Bayer Appliance Repair now fills that niche.
Yeah, we've also added a roofer, a CAD drawer that does blueprints, and we've had a air conditioning contractor on the west side. So all you can find at rosieonthehouse.com. If you haven't been there in a while, you notice it's a little different. You just click on find a trusted partner, put in your zip code, pick your category, or put in your keyword, and boom, the 3 closest results display.
There you go. Let's get to a couple callers that have still been on hold for us this particular hour. We're going to go to Pat calling in with a question on super cooling. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
All right. I appreciate
your time.
Yes, ma'am. How can we help you?
You know, I have been following your program for years and heard about the pre-cooling. And over a year ago, we started doing that with our house. And we recently changed out our air conditioning units to a train, variable speed.
Yes.
We have 2 units. And I want to find out how well they're supposed to be working with the pre-cooling, or can you use them for the pre-cooling? Because I, hear different information about it.
Yeah. There are some air conditioning contractors that feel like my method of super cooling is hard on equipment, but we're actually asking it to cool your house when it's the easiest time for it to cool your house, after the hottest part of the day. So, yes, the unit is coming on and running longer. But to me, that's like getting in a car and driving down the freeway with cruise control 65 miles an hour. You can get much better gas mileage at that than you are driving to and from downtown Phoenix in rush hour traffic. So what I'm going to ask you to do, Pat, because I want to take you as an example, and
sure.
I'm going to put you on hold, and you're going to have between now and 10:06. I want you to get your last. Are you APS customer?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I want you to get your last 2 power bills. Do you have them, or can you get online and download them?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to get your last 2 power bills, and I'm going to talk you through what you need to be looking at to maximize your return on investment for super cooling and how these variable speed air conditioners can work very, very well. And talking to you about your power bill is going to be an education for everybody else that's listening. Okay, let's get to Diane real quick and see if we can take care of her before the top of the hour. Miss Diane, real quick, what's your question?
Thank you very much, Rosie, for taking my call. And I love your show, and I love the resource of Rosie on the House referral.
Thanks,
because
Ms.
every single person we've used has been phenomenal. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
I'm taking off topic. The question
okay.
I have is, 5 years ago, we remodeled our bathrooms. Then, because of the hard water, we just installed a Kinetico system.
Okay.
Fabulous.
Okay.
However, we have hard water stains on, and soap scum, obviously, on the shower doors, which are glass, and also on the tile. And I was told, use vinegar and water, and it's a lot of elbow grease. I thought,
yes.
There's got to be a better way.
Yeah. Okay. There is a better way. What you want to do is go ahead and use the vinegar and water, put a little soap in there, and get a single-edge razor blade. And note which side of the razor blade the writing is on, and put your thumb on that writing. That way you can never turn the razor blade over. Once you start scraping that off with a single-edge razor blade, it actually puts a curled edge on the razor blade. And if you put it down and pick it back up and put the curled edge against the glass, you'll be scratching the glass. So, yes, the single-edge razor blade with vinegar water and a little downy soap in there will take that hard water stain off your glass shower doors. Be careful. Do not turn that single-edge razor blade to the wrong side.
Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.